This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out again on old Dan, blazing the heart, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to be with you folks. Many times I forget, I'm remiss at not thanking you for writing, thanking you for your letters of encouragement, thanking you for supporting the old Trailblazer broadcast. So I want to do that at this time. It's grace for folks to help get out the gospel. If you long to be a missionary at heart, let me give you something that you can do. Maybe you're not aware of. We here at the Radio Missions, where the old Trailblazer broadcast comes forth, we have Pastor Shelton's ministry here. He's going on to be with the Lord, but we have many, many, many of his titles, book titles that he brought, booklets, and we send those out, give them out for folks to give away, and the books in the washaterias and jailhouses and places like that. So folks are doing that, and we send them out free of charge. They're good, sound gospel tracts. If you're interested in seeing the message go forth, I have a bus driver that comes here every Saturday morning, picks up about 300 and carries them out on his bus route during the week, comes back next Saturday and says, "Pastor, Trailblazer, I need another supply of books." So if you want to do that, we'd be glad to do that. And then also, if you're interested in helping us with our prison ministry, we give out good sound Bibles and booklets to prisoners, chaplains write us. One chaplain wrote me, had 17,000 prisoners. Isn't that something? But we're able to help those. We have Spanish Bibles, bilingual Bibles that we send out. So if you're interested in doing those things, we'd be glad to help you with it. But the old Trailblazer is bringing you a series of messages now on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we're coming down now, have come down at this time, to the opening of the sixth seal. I wish you'd read. If you're following us along in our studies, I wish you'd read those first several chapters of Revelation there. But we've come down now to the sixth chapter, and we're looking at the opening of the seals, and we come down to the sixth seal. If you would turn with me to the 12th verse of the sixth chapter, we're going to give you chapter and verse day by day. And I want to read this for you. "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and when it rolled together, every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, in the rocks, in the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Now, my friend, that's going to be an awful day. We saw there in the other seals where one sat on a white horse, one a black horse, one a red horse. But now we've come down to the sixth seal, and we see there a great earthquake, and the sun became blackened, and just like a sackcloth, and the moon seemed to be blood, and the stars fell from the heaven. In the opening of the second and third and fourth seals, we see the wrath of man when they should kill one another. In the fifth seal, we see the wrath of Satan when the saints die at the hand of the Antichrist, the son of Satan. In the opening of the sixth seal now, we see the wrath of the Lamb as it is manifested. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, according to Hebrews 10:31. In this sixth seal, we see all the elements of the universe joining hands with Jehovah God, who is on the throne, in meting out judgment as to the Christ rejectors. There is the earth's disturbance, earthquake. There is a falling of the stars. Then there is a solar disturbance. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair. Then we behold the lunar disturbances, when the moon became as blood. Then in the 15th verse, we behold the social disturbances. Men of every walk of life flee to the mountains, trying to hide themselves from him that sitteth on the throne. There are set forth here seven great events and the effects that follows: a great shaking, the sun black, the moon red like blood, stars falling like untimely figs, the heavens rolling up like a scroll, the islands of the sea torn from their bases. And then follows the terror and fright among men. Oh, my friend, have you ever seen men frightened? We call it carnal repentance. We do. I've seen terrible things happen, and men were afraid and began to cry unto God. But as soon as the calamity was over, everything quieted down. My friend, let me make this statement clear, that these things are to be taken literally and not to be spiritualized. No. These are literal happenings, my friend. I know that the world, religious world, a lot of, make fun of the book of Revelation. They say, oh, you can't put any emphasis on that as an old fogey eye. No, my friend, these things are to be taken literally. The shaking of the mountains and the great sections of this old earth is not a new thing in the day of judgment. When God descended there upon Mount Sinai, the earth quaked. Men were terrified. Go read Exodus 19:18. When Christ died on Calvary's cross, there was a great earthquake, and the rocks were rent from the mountains. And listen, darkness was over the face of the earth, for the sun was darkened. Yes, the sun will become black and cease to give her light. The moon will be red like blood. The stars will fall to the earth. My friends, my dear friends, with the sun darkened, and a bloody moon showing her face, the shooting stars, what terror this will produce. Thank God, God's church, God's ones, those who know the Lord, we won't be here. Oh, I just feel sorry for these little fellas who say that we're going to go through the tribulation period. This world will become like a madhouse when God begins to pour out his judgment upon Christ's rejecters. When we think of the judgment of God, I like to think and go back and read the 10 plagues of Egypt, where the Lord poured out his plagues upon old Pharaoh. The scripture says Pharaoh hardened his heart, and in another place the Lord said, I have raised thee up. But look back at those judgments in conjunction with these things that we're seeing here. Well, what happened? I don't have the page in front of me, my Bible in front of me at this time, but there was a plagues of the frogs. Every morning they got up. Frogs was in the milk bucket. Frog was in the water bucket. Frog was in the horse trough. Frogs everywhere. Then there was a locust. Ate everything that was could be eaten. And then the lice. Oh, my friend, if you ever been around where the lice was infested, I've seen fleas in around the barn where the animals were, cats and dogs infested with fleas, but lice must have been awful. It bites you before you can move, and they were plagues. These were plagues, and then the rivers turned to blood. The rivers turned to blood, and all of those things, and we could go back. Maybe that'd do us good this week to go back and read those 10 plagues, how the Lord brought Pharaoh to his knees. Did you know man will be brought to his knees one day? Let's look now. How that the earthly disturbances will affect the inhabitants of this earth. He says here that the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man, there's 7 classes, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. I wish you could get this picture of this scene here before us. After the earth was shaken, the sun was blackened out, when the moon hid her face under the sea of blood, and the stars left their orbits, and the mountains and the islands were moved out of their places, then they saw Jehovah God sitting on the throne of judgment with the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ standing with the title book in his hand. Yes, the curtain was rolled back, and the inhabitants of the earth saw him that sat on the throne. His glory was revealed unto them. His presence they could not stand. They did not fall on their faces and cry for mercy, God be merciful to me, a sinner. They did not repent and cry for mercy. No, they didn't turn to him for forgiveness, but they cried for his face to be turned away from his view. One day, in the day of his wrath, who will be able to stand? The prophet Isaiah saw this day of judgment and broke forth in these words, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh." And we'll not have time to read all that whole portion, but it's found there in Isaiah 13 if you'd like to go read it. My friend, let me just give you a picture, a very small picture of judgment. The Bible says that there'll be a throne set in heaven. That'll be a throne of judgment, a great white throne. And I make no apologies for my warning sinners to flee from the wrath of God. But in my ministry here, I often attempt to describe that great day when every individual will stand before God. And I believe it will be like this. The Lord will be sitting there on the throne as a judge. Not as a mercy seat. No, it will be a judgment seat. And that every individual, it says the books were open. You go there and read it, Revelation. And the books were open. And another book was open. And everyone will be judged out of those books. And I pictured it like this. Individuals whom I know and whom I love, who never turn to the Lord, who never take their place as a sinner before God and give Him all the glory, those who reject God, those who turn away, they'll stand there. There'll be pastors there with their whole congregation because they were deceived. The pastor led his congregation down into false religion. They'll stand there, but they'll come there to be judged out of the book. And that individual will stand there, and the Lord will say to the recording angel, "Mr. Angel, is this man's name in the book? Is this woman's name in the book?" And they'll go there and look. You say, how can all that be? Don't you know what computerization is, my friend? It's a coming thing. Every name in America. I'll just give you this little for instance. We here in the radio missions have a mailing list of people who are on our mailing list into the thousands. Every 3 months, we have a company that updates names and addresses. And they give us the names and addresses or the street numbers of every street that's been added to the streets in the United States of America. Every street is already on this little disc about big as your hand. Every street that's been added in America, not just in New Orleans, but in America. So we see that computerization is a thing coming. So this man's name is not found. They said, no, my Lord, his name is not there. And I believe in my innocence, in my ignorance, that the Lord will say, look again, we want to be sure. So they look again, and they said, no, Lord. His name's not there, we look. And he says, depart from me, I never knew you. That individual will not say one word. No, that time is past. You won't beg for mercy. You have no cry for mercy. You'll stand there to be judged. You're found guilty, and you'll stand there to be judged by the God of the universe. And he'll say, depart from me. And they were cast into everlasting darkness where there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, my friend, I believe that's close to what will happen in that great day. I asked you, are you ready to go meet the Lord? It's a grace to know the Lord. It's a grace to trust the Lord. To say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for all that thou hast done. But thank you most of all that Christ died and paid my sin debt in full. Can you say that, my friend? I hope you can. I wish you'd write me, let me know where you're listening. We've gone on some new stations now. If you would, tell me where you're hearing me at. And then I'll give you more information about our website and our internet broadcasting in our next study. But remember, my mailing address is The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.